Appearing with the president, Governor Pritzker announced his administration has reached vaccine mandate agreements with two more unions that represent state workers in congregate care facilities. But the state's largest public employee union, AFSCME, has so far been resistant to Pritzker's vaccine mandate for state workers in prisons, mental hospitals, and veterans homes. Lawmakers can't really control the spread of misinformation on Facebook, but they can try to break up the social media giant. That's the perspective of University of Illinois journalism professor Nikki Usher. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Facebook is back under scrutiny in Congress for spreading misinformation. This time, a former Facebook employee is saying the company chooses profits over limiting harmful content, suggesting Congress should regulate how Facebook shows users' information. U of I's Nikki Usher studies social media and misinformation. She says this won't work.
The biggest ways that we can get at Facebook that I see as most politically tenable have nothing to really do with speech, but really have to do with thinking about how do we break up big tech.
This could mean higher fees when companies like Facebook try to buy smaller ones, or pressuring them to drop the smaller companies they've already bought. Facebook has said that it does prioritize people's safety over profits, pointing to last year's post-election ad pause as an example. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.